About 20 tourists are gathering around Liam Bebbington. He's a tour guide at the De Wild Cheetah Center near Pretoria, South Africa. Behind Bebbington, just on the other side of a cyclone fence, are young cheetahs. More than 6 feet long from their nose to the tip of their tails, these cats are nearly full grown. Their mewing almost sounds like birds chirping. Bebbington is telling the group a little about the sleek cats.
They have a terrible, atrocious sense of smell when it comes to anything but reproduction, right? So if we throw a piece of meat over and they lose sight of it and it lands on the ground, they'll sniff around and they can sniff right over this stupid piece of meat and they don't even realize it's there. You have to pick up a stone and throw it on top of the piece of meat, and when they see the stone land, then they know that's their food.
Bebbington explains they've learned a lot about cheetahs in the last 30 years at De Wild, especially about their mating habits. In fact, this is where the mysteries about breeding cheetah in captivity were unraveled.
When it comes to reproduction, they give off pheromones. They mark territories with feces and urine and pheromones and all the rest. So they know when a female's on heat by her smell. And their noses are very, very well developed and highly sensitive when it comes to stuff like that.
It was not that easy to figure out the cheetah's sexual preferences. Researchers had been trying for years. The director and owner of the De Wild Cheetah Center is Anne Van Dyke. She says she opened the center in 1971 because she was worried about the fate of the cheetahs.
I started because cheetah was then on the endangered list, and also the fact that they were very difficult to breed in captive conditions.
In the early part of this century, cheetahs could be found in India, the Middle East, and much of Africa. By the end of World War II, cheetahs could only be found in isolated areas of Africa, and only about 7,000 of the cats remained. Van Dyke says zoos around the world have been trying to save the shrinking population of the cheetahs by breeding them in captivity, but not having much success.
When we started, you must realize there was only about 120 cheetah born in 20 years throughout the world, and the mortality was extremely high. As I say, the whole idea was to try and find out why they wouldn't breed in captive conditions.
Van Dyke and her team at De Wild learned, unlike lions, tigers, and leopards, cheetahs have a strong mate preference. With the other big cats, solitary males will mate with any female that's in heat. Cheetahs are just the opposite. Solitary females do the choosing, and they're particular. At De Wild, an open truck is carrying the tourists down Lover's Lane. Single females are fenced in areas along the narrow lane. During mating season, De Wild staff will let a male loose inside the lane. If a female is attracted to him, she'll run to the fence and give courtship signs. If he responds, the happy couple are put into the same enclosure. With any luck, in about 3 months, there'll be anywhere from 3 to 5 brand new cubs. Once the De Wild team realized the cat's preferences, breeding cheetahs became easier. Since the mid-1970s, De Wild has produced more than 500 cubs. Anne Van Dyke says she shared her findings with zoos around the world because she thought it would take pressures off the cheetah populations in the wild.
If zoos in the States, for instance, can breed cheetah following similar lines to what we're doing here, I think it would be fantastic because they would be able to supply other zoos in the States without having to draw on the few that we have left in the wild population.
Since the De Wild discoveries, zoos have had some success in breeding cheetahs. Steve Bircher is the curator of carnivores at the St. Louis Zoo. He says he's applied some of the De Wild methods.
We've tried different strategies, different techniques in breeding cheetahs. When we put a male and female together, if we don't see courtship behavior, we separate them, because this is the way they live in the wild. They're not social animals. They're solitary for the most part. So males and females don't live together. We try to copy that same behavior, and we've had pretty good success.
In the last 15 years, St. Louis has produced more than 30 cubs. Other North American zoos have had even greater success. In fact, between the zoos and the De Wild Cheetah Center, enough cheetahs have been raised and released into the wild that the cheetah was removed from the endangered species list in South Africa in the mid-1980s. Since then, De Wild has expanded its mission to include other endangered predators in an effort to preserve some of the wild animals that once covered the whole of Africa. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.